to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Sweet Scorpio, whispering and wondering, the shadow of your shoulders swallows me whole. And I am at the mercy of a pretty party girl. My dearest love, my dearest sickness, while the moon moves, divine and decided, we watch our wicked dreams weaved by witchcraft. This is inevitable. I have walked this path, met and romanced by moonshine. I stumble, shuddering and shimmering in your arms. Beguiled by time, tempting and tumultuous, you, my innocent flower, my sovereign servant, hold me in your awe, glacial in your gaze, trembling for tanned arms that have seen softer summers, returning to the valley of my aching embrace as the leaves fall. You are not my mother, nor my grave. You are my soul, so deep within me, so far gone that it confounds me. I have no words. My voice is in my fingertips, so shy, stammering as they survey your soft lips. This is my land. I am her ruler, reluctant protector and slave. You've been kissing boys, making them cry, making a mess of my home. Falling all over your shoes, slathering me with those lips and all their secrets while I dine on my dejection. I have been lost, looking for love in the lairs of lies for the longest time, and sometimes I begin to believe that I am of your rib and my dreams are an orchard of apples. So, I had a dream in which a Scorpio sought me out, and they looked at me and they were like, I want you. And I was like, oh, okay. So when I woke up, I wrote that. I worry that this may be the future. This may be the future. Now, you may ask, how did you know that she was a Scorpio? Well, I'll tell you. All right. So in this dream, right, and I had never really seen this girl in my life. I've never met her that I know of. So I was... And I think maybe this is something that's going to happen in the future. Maybe it was like the spirits were like, hey, got some news for you. And I was like, I'm kind of busy with a lot of different things right now. I don't really have time for this, but okay, speak on it. Say what you want to say. So... I was in this dream, I was working, which I guess, I don't know, maybe that's my subconscious saying to me, hey girl, you've been working a lot lately, like a lot. I mean, that's not exactly abnormal. Everybody works a lot, but you know, you've been kind of really, you know, doing the thing. Cause I have to tell you, obviously now becoming, you know, in my somewhat self-employed era, okay, my sleep pattern has gone out the fucking window. I will work till, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, 4 o'clock sometimes, because, I don't know, there's no one to stop me. So, I'm not really getting as much sleep as I should. I mean, today I'm recording this on a Sunday. I think I've had about 4 hours sleep. I feel all right, but you know, it's probably not advisable, is it? So that's, you know, that's been going on. I've been really pushing myself because I really, you know, I want to do well, and I want to, you know, be able to, you know, create things that are good and people enjoy them. You know, but I've been working a lot. So I'm sat there and I'm working in this dream, right? And oh my God. Suddenly I'm approached by this girl, which is very weird because I was working in my house and I don't know how she got into my house, and she never explained how she got into my house. So that was concerning. So she comes in, right? And she just sits down at my desk, and I'm like, hello. And it felt like I knew her instantly, like it was very familiar. But again, I've never seen this woman in my life. And she just, she starts, you know, just sort of lightly touching my hand. I'm typing away and she's doing that. And I'm like, hey, come on. I'm working. You know, I'm working. You know, kind of like a, you know, in films about like the 50s and shit, where like the guy is working and the wife's trying to like seduce him a little bit because she wants a dishwasher. It was very that. And so she starts like, you know, rubbing my shoulders and shit. And I'm like, come on, I'm very busy and important. Stop it. And she's kissing me and stuff. And then it was weird. I kind of like blacked out in the dream. And then I opened my eyes. And we're on this beach. And it's summertime. And we're having a picnic on the beach, which I personally wouldn't do because I'd be really paranoid about getting sand in the food. I have memories of that, okay? I remember when I was little, my, we called her Nan, but my great-grandmother, she used to take us to this beach in Wales, right? It's called Prestatyn. I hope I said that correctly. Wales, I love you. So she would take us there and we would bring like a picnic, and it was a nice time. We'd go to the arcade, we'd go, you know, onto the beach, we'd have a little picnic. It was fabulous. But the sandwiches always, I don't know, I don't think it ever actually happened, but I was really paranoid about the idea of sand getting into the sandwiches for some reason. And it always made me feel really apprehensive about eating the sandwiches. And I think that is why, this is so dumb, I'm so stupid. I think that's why I have this kind of phobia of eating outside. I do not really like eating outside at all, and I will avoid it at all costs. And I think that's why, I don't know. But anyway, so in this dream, I'm having a picnic on the beach, which is very unlike me, but I did it anyway, apparently. And so then she starts talking about our wedding. And I'm like, okay, great, fabulous. And, you know, she says, so is it still the plan that we'll have it in the middle of the year? You know, so that you've got your birthday in February, because she's talking to me, so I'm in my birthday in February. the wedding anniversary in the middle of the year, my birthday in November, and then Christmas. And I said, yes. And what's interesting about that is I have always said that I want to get married in the middle of the year, because then you have my birthday at the beginning of the year, wedding in the middle, so we get presents, and then Christmas. And then I don't know, the other person's birthday just slots in somewhere, right? Because I don't know, you know. I don't automatically know the birthday of the person that I'm going to marry. So it's like they'll slot in somewhere. But the point is, it means we get presents at, you know, a present for every season. And that's nice, I think, right? So, you know, it's just nice to have little treats throughout the year. So this person, you know, confirms their birthday's in November. And then they told me when their birthday was, and I just immediately thought, oh, she's a Scorpio. Okay. And yeah, so anyway, this dream goes on and on. We're having all these adventures, and I woke up the next day and I was like, who the fuck was that? Who the fuck was that? Oh, is that maybe something that's going to happen? Okay. All right then. I don't really have time for it now, but all right. And I really don't, actually. I don't know. I don't think I'm really at a point where I want to meet anybody at the moment. You know, because obviously I'm, well, I say obviously, like you would know, because I haven't said anything. But I actually... you know, I've just had a breakup. That's happened. I don't know that I'm really looking for anything, at the moment. So I'm hoping this is one of those things where it's like in the distant future, because I don't know that I want to do that right now. you know, I'm kind of just, you know, I'm chilling by myself. You know what I mean? You know, because I have a lot on. And I don't think that I would be, you know, good for someone right now, because I can't really dedicate a lot of energy to other people, you know, because I've got a lot going on. But yeah, I don't know. I had that dream and I was like, oh, who's she? Who's she? So I wrote something about it. I just sort of sat there. I'd just woken up and I sort of started a stream of consciousness, just like writing down everything I could remember and everything that popped into my head. And then I sort of, obviously I finessed it a little, because stream of consciousnesses are messy. But yeah, it was kind of interesting. I was like, ooh, who's she? Who's she? So, I mean... I don't even know if I, like, know any Scorpios, like, on a friend level or anything. I don't know that I've even met one. What are they like? I don't know. Let's look it up. Okay. I've spelt Scorpio wrong, but Google knew what I meant, so it's fine. Right, okay, so apparently they're brave. They have intuition. They're jealous. Oh dear. They're determined. They're emotional. They're honest. They're possessive. They're stubborn. They're loyal. They're ambitious. They're secretive. They're obsessive. They're controlling. Oh, but they're passionate. Nice. I don't know that I'm equipped for this. She sounds like a handful. Oh, she sounds like trouble. I don't. Okay. Do you know, thinking about it, maybe this was actually like a manifestation of my phobia of red scorpions in Fallout. Like, think about it. A Scorpio, read, red scorpion, pursuing me across multiple landscapes, getting all up in my business and my personal space when I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing. It could be. Or it could be this girl who's going to, like, show up in my life. I don't know. We'll see. I will let you know, you know, if they show up. I will let you know. I'll keep you updated. Hopefully it will be safe and nice. But we'll see.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Man.